奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
我们各位慕道朋友，晚上好。
Very good evening to all of you, friends and relatives.
很高兴，也很谢谢你们能够抽空到来听到。
We are indeed very happy that you have found some time to come and listen to the Word of God.
这可以说是一个机会，也可以算是一个起点。
This is indeed an opportunity and at the same time a starting point.
一个与神接触的机会和起点。
It is an opportunity and a starting point for you to come into contact with God.
所以我们祈求真神继续的带领和感动。
Therefore, we ask that the true God will continue to guide us and to move us.
也愿我们能够暂时放下我们世界上的一切的烦恼。
And may we really be able to put aside all our worldly, cares and troubles.
让我们在这一时刻能够静下心来听到。
So that at this very moment in time, we can quieten our hearts to listen to His word.
因为水清才能够见到鱼。
Because only if the waters are clear, can we see the fishes.
人的心清才能够听得见神。
Likewise, only if our hearts are clear, can we hear the voice of God.
所以主耶稣这样的说。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said,
清心的人有福了。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
他们必得见神。
Because they will see God.
所以今天晚上我就以从迷失到循环这个题目来跟大家来谈论。
And therefore, I'd like to discuss this topic, lost and found, with all of you this evening.
我们有没有迷失的经验呢？
Have we had the experience of being lost?
当我们正在忙着赶时间的时候，但偏偏在这个时却迷了路。
When we are rushing around trying to find our time, find a place, and at that very time we lose our way.
或者我们所珍贵的东西不知道失落在哪里。
Or have we had the experience of losing something that is very precious to us?
或者我们所心爱的人到底他迷失在何方呢？
Or perhaps there may be some of our loved ones who are lost and we do not know where they are.
这些的迷失会让我们惊慌失措，也会让我们烦恼伤心。
These experience of being lost will cause us to be very sad.
那如果我们能够循环，我们一定是惊喜万分的。
And if we are able to find back these things which we have lost, we will surely be very joyful.
我们会心安，我们也会心足。
We will definitely have peace in our hearts, and we will also be satisfied.
但是在这么多种的迷失当中
，But in so many different experiences of losing things, losing our way,
我想最让人感叹的迷失就是迷失了自己。
I believe that.The most pitiful experience is that of losing ourselves.
在古代有一个差人，他要押解一个光头犯人到城府里面去受审。
In the old days, there was a policeman who had to bring a bald-headed convict for trial.
那么他的妈妈知道这个孩子是一个呆子。
And his mother knew that this child of hers was actually dumb-witted.
所以他就怕他在路上有所遗失啊，就再三的叮咛吩咐他。
And so she was actually afraid that her son would lose his way or lose his things, and so she kept on reminding him.
你在路上住宿，第二天要动身的时候，你要先检查好一切的东西。
And so she told him repeatedly that if he were to lodge in a particular place for the night, he had to check a few things before he left the next morning.
先检查你的包袱，还有你的雨伞。
Firstly, he had to.Check whether he had his bundle of clothes with him, whether he had his umbrella with him.
还有这个木枷锁，还有这个光头犯。
And then he had to check whether he had that lock, and also whether he still had that bald-headed convict with him.
那最重要的还要检查你的手上你的公文。
And very importantly, he had to check whether he had that official letter with him.
所以每当住宿动身，他都要一一数点这一些东西啊。
And so every time he lodged for the evening.And when he left the next day, he would check for all these things.
包袱跟雨伞
his bundle, his umbrella,
木枷锁还有光头犯
the lock and key, as well as his bald-headed convict,
还有我的公文
and his official letter.
那有一天晚上，这个犯人知道他是个呆子啊，把他灌醉，那半夜他就逃走了
And there was one evening, because the convict knew that this person was a little dim-witted, and so he made him drunk.
那么第二天他起来照样点他检查他的东西
and then the second morning when he awoke he also checked all his belongings
包袱和雨伞还在
the bundle of clothes and his umbrella was still there.
木枷还在。
The lock was there.
但是光头犯人在哪里呢？
But where was the bald-headed convict?
所以他就害怕了。
So he became very afraid.
这怎么办好呢？
What should I do?
那他摸到头的时候，摸到他的头是光光的。
And when he touched his head, he felt that he was bald-headed as well.
原来半夜那个犯人啊，把他的头剃光了。
Oh, actually, the convict actually shaved his head in the middle of the night.
所以他摸到光光，他很高兴啊。他说：“谢天谢地，原来光头犯人在这里。”
And so he was very happy when he touched bald head, and he thought the convict was there.
那么他就检查他的公文呢。
Then he checked the letter.
那他拿出公文的时候，他整个人傻住了。
And he was in a daze when he saw the official letter.
他摸摸头，光头佬在这里，那我到底在哪里呢？
And so he touched his head again and said, "The bald man is here, but where am I?"
当心理学还没有面世的时候
，before psychology became prevalent，
我们古代的人已经拿人的身份危机来开这种玩笑了。
People already started to use this crisis that humans go through to make jokes about human beings.
当代权威的心理学家艾迪生他这样说
：There was this person Eric Erickson who was reckoned to be an authority in the field of psychology.
人的心理会发出各种各样的问题。
He said that there will be various questions that arise in the hearts of people.
最常问而最令人困扰的问题就是我是谁。
And the most common question that human beings ask themselves is this question which says, who am I?
我到底是从哪里来呢？
Where have I come from?
我有一天会死。
And there will be a day that I'll die.
那个时候我将往哪里去呢？
And when I die, where do I go?
人迷失了自己。
Men have lost themselves.
因为一切的答案都不能够真正的满足他的内心。
Because all the answers in the world cannot satisfy their hearts.
所以他的内心产生一种的焦急，也产生一种的失落。
And as a result, men can be said to be lost in their hearts, and they are very anxious.
他不甘心成为生活的奴隶。
They are unwilling to be slaves of their own life.
或者是金钱的奴隶。
Or to be slaves of money.
或者是某一个团体，或者是某一个档案里面的一个号码。
Or to be just a number in any particular organization.
当人越来越依靠这个物质的时候，
When men become more and more reliant on the material world,
人就越来越物质化了。
Then men become more and more materialistic as well.
你会发觉到人的名字已经渐渐被人的号码或者是我们的掌纹来取代。
We discover that our names have, the names of human beings have slowly been replaced.By a number, or even by our fingerprints.
那么人的尊严和人的价值，那到底是在什么地方，建在什么地方呢？
So what actually is the dignity of man, and wherein lies his dignity?
你看一般的人是把自己跟工厂连接起来。
We can see often how people associate themselves with a factory.
每天工作。
They work every day.
同样的工作，重复的工作。
And they do the same work repeatedly day after day.
有时候我们真的自己成为工厂里面机器里面的一部分。
And sometimes we become just no more than a small part in the entire work process.
大部分的人生就是在这样的工厂机器里面度过了。
And a whole deal of our lives are spent working in such factories.
那另外一些人就跟公司连接起来。
And some people associate themselves with their companies.
不管你是高级的或者是低级的职员。
So whether you are a senior official in the company or just an employee.
那还不是每天都是上班下班。
Do you not still go to work every day and go off work every day?
然后等待年终的花红。
And then we just wait for our bonus.
然后等待
at the end of the year.
一大笔的退休金。
And then we wait for our retirement benefits.
或者人跟我们的家庭、跟我们的儿女、爱情一切连接起来。
Or perhaps men are joined together with their family, with their friends, with their love, and so on and so forth.
为了他们，我们真的付出我们的一切。
And we would have given up everything for all these things.
但是当我们年纪来了
，But when age catches up with us,
当我们静下来思想的时候
，When we quieten ourselves and think,
这一切的东西
，All these things,
能够带给我们永恒的价值吗？
can these things bring us eternal value?
能够给我们永恒的尊荣吗？
Can they give us eternal glory?
我们都知道。
We all know.
眼睛一闭上，这一切就跟着消失了。
The moment we shut our eyes, all these things will disappear as well.
我们人就是这样的，为了公司，为了工厂，为了家庭，为了爱情，或者为了这一切来生存而已。
And are we men really living just for our factories, for our company, for our love, for our families, and so on and so forth?
那为什么你不想想看，人可以跟神连接起来？
Why do you not then think that man can actually be joined with God?
在神里面才有永恒，才有真正的价值，才有真正的尊荣啊！
Only in God is there true value eternally and eternal glory.
可惜很多的人迷失了而不了解这一点。
But unfortunately, many people are lost and do not understand this point.
事实上，人的尊贵和价值就是在人是神的儿子。
In fact, the dignity and the value of man lies in the fact that he is the Son of God.
我们请看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
我们读第四节跟第五节。
Let's look at verse 4 and verse 5. Matthew chapter 19, verse 4 and verse 5. And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们，
The Lord Jesus tells us here,
神起初造人是造一个男人一个女人。
That at the beginning, God made people, he made them male and female.
就是亚当和夏娃。
And that was Adam and Eve.
然后这两人合成一体。
And when these two people were joined together,
他们就是夫妻，
they became husbands and wife,
然后就生养众多，
and they then gave birth to children and multiplied,
天满地面，
and it filled the earth.
主耶稣在这里很清楚告诉我们，
the Lord Jesus tells us very clearly here,
人是真神所创造的，
that men are created by the true God.
你同意吗？
Do you agree?
小孩子问妈妈，
a little child may ask his mother,
妈妈我是从哪里来的？
Mother, where did I come from?
妈妈笑笑告诉他说，当然是妈妈生的啦。
The mother will say, obviously, you are born by myself.
那妈妈你是从哪里来呢？
So mother, where did you come from?
妈妈笑笑说，那是我的妈妈，就是你叫阿妈的，她生的啦。
Then the mother will smile and say, I was born by my mother, the one whom you call grandmother.
那她看到那个老婆婆，她说阿妈的到底又从哪里来呢？
And then this child may look at the grandmother and say,Where then did you come from, grandmother?
他妈妈还没有回答，这个聪明的小孩子说，我知道。
Then before the mother can reply, this intelligent child would reply and say, I know.
是阿妈的妈妈生的。
It's the mother of grandmother who gave birth to her.
妈妈说，聪明的孩子。
And so the mother would say, oh, so intelligent.
她很满意。
And so she was very satisfied.
她得到答案了。
She had received her answer.
她说，我们通通人都是由妈妈生的。
So the conclusion to this little child is,that every human being is born by their mother.
但是我们这一些所谓大人，
but we who are adults,
我们能够满足这个答案吗？
Can we be satisfied just with this answer?
我们人类的第一个妈妈到底是从哪里来的呢？
Where did the first mother of all human beings from?
当一切的事情你都一直往上推的时候，
if you start asking questions backwards and backwards,
你总会来到一个地方没有可能再推上去了。
You will cometo a point in time where you cannot go beyond.
那在这个时候就成了一个谜。
And at that point in time, it becomes a mystery.
那么人就尝试来解释这一个谜。
And man then tries to find answers to this mystery.
因此我们可以看到有许许多多的传说，有许许多多的理论。
And so we can see many theories and many myths that are being set passed down.
那读书人所同意的所得到的答案。
And there are many scholars who come to this understanding.
宇宙就是从一个大爆炸而开始的。
That the entire universe came about because of a big explosion.
那人类是由猿猴而进化而来的。
And that all human beings were evolved from apes.
我们也问那一些读到书的小孩子，我们也用这样的答案来回答他们。
If we were to give these answers to some of the little children who have gone through school,
他大概不会再问下去。
They may not continue to ask this question any further.
他认为科学已经给我们答案了。
Because they think to themselves that science has given us an answer.
但是我们这些所谓大人，
but we who are adults,
我们比较有头脑的。
We are more intelligent.
我们比较有心灵的感触的。
We have more feelings.
我们能够满足这个答案吗？
Can we really be satisfied with this answer?
这个答案真的能够解答我们心里面许许多多的谜吗？
Can this answer actually resolve the many questions we have in our hearts?
还是不能够的。
It still cannot.
那么有一个答案。
But there is an answer.
那就是真神创造的。
The answer that all these things came about by the creation of God.
有一位创造主的存在。
That there is the existence of a creator.
他是不可能被创造的。
And thisCreator cannot himself be created.
他是自有拥有的。
Because he is the self-existent one.
他是无因之因。
He is the cause without a cause.
他是万有的根源。
He is the origin of all things.
我们称这一位为真神。
And we call this person God.
他创造天地万物。
He has created the heavens and all that is in it.
好，这种的思想不是从人来的。
And this teaching and this concept did not originate from man.
不是人自己思想找到的一个答案。
And it is not an answer which mankind has found just through his own thinking.
这种思想是从神的启示来的。
But rather this came from the revelation of God.
我们有没有看过最近在拍过的那个卡通片《埃及王子》呢？
Have we seen the recent cartoon Prince of Egypt?
他是历史上一个人物叫做摩西。
And that was based on a historical figure, Moses.
他本来是犹太以色列人。
He was originally an Israelite.
后来被法老的女儿收养。
But he was adopted by the daughter of the Pharaoh.
所以成为埃及的王子。
And so he became the prince of Egypt.
可是有一天他发觉到自己的身份。
But one day he discovered his own status.
我原来是以色列人。
He realized that he was an Israelite.
就是世世代代敬拜耶和华神的。
And he realized that his people were people who worshipped the true God.
耶和华神就是创造天地万物的真神。
And this Lord God is the true God who has created the heavens and the earth and all that is in it.
他有一天他放羊的时候。
And so one day when he was shepherding.
这位神就向他启示了。
This God then revealed to him.
要他带领以色列他神的百姓出埃及。
That God wanted him to actually lead his people out of Egypt.
他听到这个神。
And when he heard this God,
他说我要怎么去向那些人介绍说神你是谁呢？因为我们都拜各种各样的神呢。
He then asked God the question, who should I say you are and who should I say have sent me?
神就告诉他。
God then told him,
我是自有拥有的。
I am that I am.
我不是被创造出来的。
I'm not one who has been created.
我是创造万有的。
But rather I am the one who created everything.
你就这样去告诉他们。
Just go and tell the people of Israel.
我从前拣选你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。
That in the past I've chosen your ancestors Abraham.
现在我要来带领你们。
And now I would want to lead you out of Egypt.
离开埃及到迦南地区。
To leave Egypt and go to the land of Canaan.
来成全我向你的祖宗所应许的话。
To fulfill the promise which I've given to your ancestors.
你们要成为一个大国。
You will become a great nation.
因为以色列人就是神的见证人。
Because the Israelites themselves are the witness of God.
要见证宇宙当中有一位创造主的存在。
They are a living witness that there is a creator in the universe.
所以在西乃山上。
And therefore on Mount Sinai.
神跟摩西谈话。
God spoke with Moses.
把一切的事情告诉他。
And he told Moses all things.
他把所得到的启示就写下来。
And Moses then wrote the revelation that he has received.
其中有五本叫做摩西五经。
And amongst them, there are five books, known as the five books of Moses.
那么创世纪就是第一本。
And the book of Genesis is the first book of the Pentateuch.
一开始就告诉我们天地的来源。
And right from the beginning, the book of Genesis tells us the origin of the heavens and the earth.
起初真神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
所以这不是摩西从埃及学来的那一种神话故事或者所学习的思想。
And therefore, this was not a mythology that Moses had learned when he was in Egypt.
这乃是真神启示他的。
But rather this was revealed to him by the true God.
那摩西写创世纪的时候大约是1500年呢。
And the book of Genesis, it was about 1500 BC.
那么到主耶稣来的时候。
And up to the time Jesus Christ came.
那大约1500年以后的事情了。
So it was about 1500 years later that Jesus came into the world.
耶稣就是引证这个圣经。
And Jesus was a fulfillment as well of this Bible.
起初神造人，造男造女。
In the beginning, God created the male and female as well.
这个经你们没有念过吗？
And Jesus made use of these things written by Moses and said, have you not read these scriptures?
也许我们的慕道朋友真的没有读过也没有听过。
Perhaps some of our friends have indeed not read this before, or you may not have heard it before.
但是今天我们已经听到了。
But we have heard it today.
因为我们人就是真神所创造的。
That we human beings were actually created by the true God.
而耶稣基督就是再一次来肯定这个启示确实是真的。
And the Lord Jesus came to acknowledge and to verify that this revelation was true.
他的肯定真的有这么大的权威吗？
And is his affirmation really so authoritative?
他的肯定能够让我们完全的信服吗？
Can his verification make us believe it?
能够的。
Yes.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他就是真神本身。
Because he is God himself.
他是神道成肉身来到这个世上的。
He is God who came in the form of flesh into the world.
也许你说耶稣不是犹太人来的吗？
Perhaps you may say, was Jesus not the Jew?
我们看过电影《拿撒勒人耶稣》的故事。
We have seen the movie Jesus of Nazareth.
他是木匠的儿子。
He was the son of a carpenter.
是拿撒勒的穷人。
He was a poor man from Nazareth.
30岁出来传道。
And he came out to preach when he was 30.
3年多他就被钉死在十字架上了。
And he was crucified on a cross just in 3 years' time.
他是一个历史上的人物。
He was just a historical figure.
他建立了基督教，宣传博爱。
He established the religion of Christianity and he preached universal love.
我们尊敬他是一个世界的伟人。
We respect him as being a great man in history.
为了真理，为了自由。他牺牲了他自己。
We respect him for being one who sacrificed himself for the sake of truth, for the sake of freedom.
那怎么你说他是神呢？
But why do you say that he is God?
不要说我们奇怪，当时的人跟我们一样，也是说同样的话的。
Let's not say that we find this amazing. In fact, even the people at that time thought that it was strange.
但是当时的人还看见耶稣基督短短3年当中所行的神迹奇事。
But the people at that time, in fact, saw the miracles that Jesus performed.During his ministry for 3 years.
所以他们也奇怪。
And therefore they also found it strange.
这个人怎么会有这种的权柄呢？
How could this man have such authority?
因为这不是一般的医病，也不是一般的赶鬼。
Because that was not just common healing of sicknesses or casting out of demons.
他的权柄很大。
He had great authority.
我们举一些例子来看。
Let's raise some examples.
请看马可福音第四章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 4.
Mark chapter
4
从35节到41节这一段
，from verse 35 to verse 41，
这里记载耶稣跟门徒坐船。
Here the Bible records a time when Jesus was on the boat with his disciples.
37节记载突然间起了暴风。
And in verse 37, the Bible records that there was a great windstorm.
那波浪打住船内，船就满了水要沉了。
And the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling with water.
可是耶稣已经在船尾上整座枕头睡觉了。
But Jesus was in the stern asleep on a pillow.
门徒叫醒他说：“夫子，我们丧命了，你不顾吗？”
And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
39节记载耶稣醒来。
In verse 39, the Bible records that Jesus arose.
他就斥着风向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
And he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still."
风就止住，大大的平静了。
And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
如果我们跟那些门徒在那艘船上
，If we were on the boat together with the other disciples,
你会有什么感想呢
？What would you be thinking?
大概也会跟他们一样。
You would probably think like them.
41节记载
，In verse 41,
他们就大大的惧怕。
The Bible records that they feared exceedingly.
他们彼此说，这到底是谁
？And they said to one another, "Who can this be?"
连风和海都听从他了。
That even the wind and the sea obey him.
你看，本来他们是怕这个风浪。
We can see that originally they were afraid of the wind and the storm.
怕他们要死亡了。
They were afraid of their own death.
可是耶稣出来叫风和海平静。
But Jesus came forth and rebuked the wind and the sea and told it to be still.
他们应该平安没有惧怕吗
？They ought to stop fearing.
因为他们已经得到拯救了。
Because they were already saved.
可是这此时候他们有另外一种的惧怕。
But yet at this point in time, they were struck withAnother kind of fear.
因为在这个时候，他们发觉到跟我们在一起的这位耶稣不是一个普通的人。
Because at that point in time, they realized that this man Jesus that was with them was no ordinary man.
那如果我们曾经对他不客气、藐视他、取笑他
，and if in the past we had not being courteous to him, we had actually mocked and ridiculed him.
当他传扬福音的时候，我们还笑他是傻瓜乱讲话，谁相信你？
When he preached the gospel, we laughed at him and we thought that he was a fool.
但是现在耶稣显现这种的权柄的时候，
But at this point in time when Jesus manifested such authority,
你说这些人怎么不怕呢？
Would these people not be afraid?
因为连风和海都听了他的话。
Because even the wind and the sea listened to him.
从来没有人有这样的权柄。
No one had ever had such authority.
可是耶稣基督有这个权柄。
But Jesus had this authority.
因为他就是创造天地万物的真神啊。
Because he is the true God who created the heavens and the earth.
那么在接下去第五章里面。
And if we read on in chapter 5.
就记载有一个被鬼附着的人。
There was a person who was demon possessed.
第三节里面记载，他常常住在坟墓里面。
In verse 3, the Bible records that this person always dwelled among the tombs.
没有人能够绑住他。
And no one could bind him.
因为你就算是用铁链捆绑他，他都能够挣断嘛。
Because even if you were to bind him with chains and shackles, he would be able to break free.
犹太地也有许多念咒的法师赶鬼的人。
There were many sorcerers living around that region at that time.
正如同我们今天一样，也可以看到这一些人的。
Just like today, we can also see many of these sorcerers.
我相信他的家人、他的亲戚也一样的用尽的方法想要使他得到平安。
I believe that his family members and his friends must have thought of many ways to try and bring peace to this person.
可是用尽一切的方法以后，只好放弃了。
But after they employed all methods, they must have given up.
所以这个可怜的人就住在坟墓那一边，整夜喊叫，又用石头砍伤自己。
And so this poor man ended up living amongst the tombs, and he ended up crying out and all night and cutting himself with stones.
谁能拯救他呢？
Who could save him?
谁能怜悯他呢？
Who could have mercy on him?
耶稣基督。
Jesus.
所以主耶稣特别坐船，就是要到这个地方来拯救这一个。
And Jesus went onto the boat specially to come to this person to deliver him.
那么耶稣赶鬼的时候怎样呢？
And what happened when Jesus cast out demons?
是不是好像一般的人要念咒、要做法、要请神，然后法力临到了才来开始赶鬼呢？
Did he do it just like the many people in the world who have to prepare an altar and have to ask their God to come into them? They have to go through a ritual before they could cast out the demons.
不是的。
Not at all.
主耶稣只是讲一句话。
Jesus only said one word.
从这个人身上出去。
He only commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man.
第七节里面记载。
In verse 7, the Bible records.
这个人身上的鬼啊，他们就大声的呼叫。
That the demons who possessed this man started to cry out.
至高神的儿子耶稣，我跟你有什么相干？我只做神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。
And these demons begged him and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me.
第八节说
Verse 8.
是因为耶稣曾吩咐他说乌鬼啊从这人身上出来吧。
For Jesus said to him, Come out of the man, unclean spirit.
那么这些鬼就出来了。
And so the unclean spirit came out.
那你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
第一，这个被鬼附的人清醒过来了。
Firstly, the person who was demon-possessed,became conscious again.
所以在十五节里面记载。
And therefore, in verse 15, the Bible records,
这个被鬼附着的人，他穿上衣服，他心里明白过来。
That this demon-possessed person sat up and he clothed himself and he was in his right mind.
耶稣用他的权柄，只是一句话，吩咐鬼出去，鬼就不得不听话而出去了。
And by his authority, Jesus only used his words and the demon, had no choice but to leave.
这是不是很奇妙呢？
Isn't this amazing?
谁的话带着这种的权柄呢？
Whose words carry such power?
是我们人的话吗？
Is it the words of man?
是那些法师的话吗？
Is it the words of the sorcerers?
不是的。
Not at all.
是神的权柄。
But rather the authority of God.
那么在二十五节以下就记载另外一个神迹。
And from verse 25 onwards, the Bible records another miracle.
二十五节说，有一个女人，她犯了十二年的血漏。
And in verse 25, it says there was a certain woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years.
她不是不见医生，她见了好些医生啊。
And she had actually been to see many physicians.
受了很多的苦，也花尽了她所有的钱财。
She had suffered many things and she had also spent all that she had.
病不但没有好，反而更加的重了。
But not only did she not get better, in fact she became worse.
二十七节里面记载，他听到耶稣的事情。
Verse 27 records that when she heard about Jesus,
怎么样在海中叫风海平静
？How she heard of he how 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 she heard of him having come the storms and the waves.
怎么样赶出这个哥拉森的被鬼附着的人？
How he actually chased out the evil spirit.
所以她心中想。
And so she thought to herself,
耶稣不是普通的人。
Jesus was no ordinary man.
他一定是我们的救主。
He must be the savior.
那么她心里这样想。
And so she thought to herself,
在二十七节
in verse 27,
说她听见耶稣的事。
That when she heard about Jesus,
她就要去摸耶稣的衣裳。
She came behind him and wanted to touch his garment.
二十八节说
verse 28 says,
我只摸他的衣裳就被痊愈了。
Because she said to herself, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.
29节记载，于是他血肉的源头立刻就干了。
In verse 29, the Bible says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up.
在那个时候，她的病就好了。
And at that time, she was healed.
而30节里面记载，耶稣也知道她的能力已经出去。
And in verse 30, Jesus knew that power had gone out of him.
那么就问，到底谁摸我了？
And so he turned around and asked, who touched my clothes?
门徒说，人这么多，拥拥挤挤啊，你怎么能够说谁摸了你呢？
And his disciples then said to him, oh, there are so many people around here. How can you say who touched you?
耶稣说，不是的。
So Jesus said, no, not this.
有人用信心的手触摸了我。
Someone had touched me out of her faith.
有我的能力从我身上出去，他得到医治了。
There was power that has gone out of me, and she was healed.
真的耶稣不知道吗？
Indeed, did Jesus not know?
当然知道。
Of course he knew.
但是他要这个人出来做见证。
But he wanted this person to come forth to bear testimony.
所以他就出来见耶稣。
And so she came forth to meet Jesus.
34节耶稣说。
Verse 34, Jesus said,
女儿，你的信救了你。
Daughter, your faith has made you well.
你平平安安地回去吧。
Go in peace.
接下去，马可又在讲另外一个神迹。
And subsequently, Mark, recorded another miracle.
那就是三十五节到四十三节的。
Which is from verse 35 to verse 43.
有一个管会堂的人，他的女儿死了。
There was a ruler of the synagogue whose daughter was dead.
耶稣要去叫他复活。
And Jesus went to resurrect her.
这更让那些人来惊奇啊。
And this caused even greater amazement amongst the people.
人死了怎么能够复活呢？
How could a person who has died be revived?
但是耶稣就去叫这一个死了的女孩复活。
But yet Jesus went to revive this dead girl.
在四十一节里面记载。
In verse 41, the Bible records.
他拉着这个孩子的手对他说。
He took the child by the hand and said to her,
大力大无米。
Talitha kumi.
你不要以为这是什么神秘的咒语哦。
Please do not think that this is some magic word.
这是当时他们所谈论的就是亚兰话。
But rather he was speaking Aramaic at that time.
所以翻出来就是说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。
And when this word is translated, it means little girl, I say to you, arise.
那么这个女孩就起来了。
And so this girl arose.
大家都很惊奇。
And everyone was amazed.
这个闺女已经十二岁了。
She was already 12 years of age.
马可是耶稣的门徒。
Mark was a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
他一口气一连写下这四个神迹奇事。
And he wrote these four miracles altogether.
他要说明一件事情。
And he wanted to tell us a message.
耶稣基督就是我们的神。
That Jesus Christ is our God.
从他所行的各种权柄来看。
From the authority that he manifested through these miracles.
叫风和海平静。
He can calm the sea and the waves.
叫鬼出去。
He can command the unclean spirits to come out.
死人得医治。
He can heal sicknesses.
甚至叫死人复活。
He could even revive the dead.
谁掌管这一切呢？
Who has all power over all these things?
就是神。
God himself.
所以主耶稣说。
And therefore the Lord Jesus said.
你们纵使不相信我。
Even if you do not believe in me.
那你们看见我所做的事，你们也应该相信。
You ought to believe when you see my work.
主耶稣来的目的不是要行神迹。
The Lord Jesus did not come for the purpose of performing miracles.
但是要为了让这一些人相信，他就是神道成肉身来的救主。
But rather he wanted these people to believe that he is God who has come to save them.
所以他行出这一些神迹奇事。
And therefore he performed all these miracles.
来证明他就是真神。
To prove that he is the true God.
我们宣传福音。
When we preach the gospel.
就是告诉大家耶稣基督的权柄。
It is to tell all of you the authority and power of Jesus.
他到底是谁呢？
Who is he actually?
不错的，他活在我们的历史当中。
Indeed, he was a historical figure.
他是犹太人。
He was a Jew.
但是他原来是天上的真神道成肉身来到这个世上的。
But he was actually the true God who came into the world as a man.
就是那个创造天地万物也创造我们人类的真神。
And he is the true God who has created the entire universe and all mankind.
他才是我们应当敬拜的。
He is the only one that we ought to worship.
我们请看使徒行传的十七章。
Let's turn to Acts of the Apostles chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章
Acts chapter 17，
我们读22节到27节。
Let's read from verse 22 to 27. Acts chapter 17, verse 22 to 27. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Therefore the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us."
好，这里记载保罗到雅典，就是希腊去传道。
Here the Bible records a time when Paul went to Athens to preach the gospel.
那希腊人拜各种各样的神啊。
And the Greeks used to worship all kinds of gods.
可是很奇怪的，这么有文化、有思想的人，却会拜一个神，叫做卫士之神。
But it was strange that the Greeks, who were reckoned to be very cultured people, very civilized people at that time, yet they worshipped a particular god called the unknown god.
既然不认识，那你为什么还要拜他呢？
Since they did not even know who this god was, why did they then worship him?
拜你所不认识的神，那不就是一个迷信，很一个盲目的相信吗？
If you worship a god that you do not know, is that not superstition?
原来希腊人他们很惧怕这些鬼神。
In fact, the Greeks were very afraid of the gods and the spirits.
所以在庙堂或者在路边啊，他们都有各种的神像。
And so they have various statues and idols along the roads.
所以他们怕如果有一位神呢，他们忽略了啊，没有拜他，那么就会受到审判。
And so they were very afraid that if there was a particular god that they had unwittingly left out, they would be punished.
那么聪明的这些希腊人啊，就想到一个方法。
And therefore the Greeks, who were so intelligent and wise, thought of a way.
我们就造一个神像，叫做卫士之神。
So therefore they created an altar with the inscription to the unknown God.
那就刚刚好可以弥补这个缺点啊。
And so they thought that by this way they could actually plug the gap.
这就好像我们华人拜拜一样。
And so it is like we Chinese, when we worship the traditional gods.
当这些华人到这个庙里或者是在家里拜拜的时候，
when many of these Chinese go to the shrines and temples or in their own homes when they worship gods,
他们在庙里拜了所有的神像，也在家里拜了所有的神像，然后他们要出去外面哦，向天来拜拜的。
Often they will go to the temple and worship all the gods in the temple, and then they will go back to their homes and worship all the gods in their homes, and then they will also go out and just worship the heaven.
那你问他，你向天外面哈、拜什么神呢？
And so if you were to ask some of these Chinese, who do you worship when you worship that heaven?
因为在你的庙里面，你已经拜了你的神了。
Because you have already worshipped your God in the temple.
那么出来，你向天空拜是拜哪一位神呢？
And when you come out and you just worship the empty heaven, who are you worshiping?
他们说我们是拜过路神。
And so they will say, we are worshipping the gods that are passing by.
我们怕有一位神，我们没有拜到他，而他刚刚好经过，那看到你拜别的神不拜我啊，那么他会有点不高兴，那你就惨了。
Because they are afraid that if there happens to be a god passing by, and this god sees how you worship the other gods and not worship him, he will be angry.
因此他们就向天拜拜这个过路神，然后把剩下的香插在门口或者是庙门口的香炉上啊，这一炷香就是属于这一些过路神的。
And so often when you see the Chinese worshipping their gods, they would worship the gods in the temple, and then they'll use the remaining joss sticks to put it in the incense burner outside in the yard of the temple, and that is meant for the passing gods.
这在我们用理智来思想，我们是很难接受的。
And we find that it is actually very difficult to accept this.
你怎么能够拜一个你根本不认识也不知道的，而你却这样去拜他呢？
How can you worship a God that you really do not know?
但是我们不是取笑这一些人。
But we are not trying to ridicule these people.
正如同保罗，他也没有取笑这一些雅典。
Just like Paul, he did not ridicule these people in Athens.
反而他告诉他们，
But rather he told them,
既然你们所拜还不认识的神，
Since you are worshipping an unknown God,
那我现在告诉你们，有一位天上的神是你们不曾认识的。
Let me now proclaim to you a God in heaven whom you have never known.
他就是创造宇宙万物的真神。
And he is the true God who made the world and everything in it.
这位创造万物的真神，他不住在人手所造的殿里面。
And this God who made the world and everything in it does not dwell in temples made with hands.
也不用人的手来去服侍他的。
Nor is he worshipped or served with the hands of man.
反倒他把生命万物都赐给我们人类。
But rather he is the one who gives all life and breath and all things to mankind.
我们应该拜的就是这位天上的真神。
And we ought to worship this one true God in heaven.
而不是人手所造出来的神。
But not worship the things that are actually made with the hands of man.
因为人怎么能够按照自己的思想来去造出一个像，然后说这就是神呢？
Because how can man use his own imagination to create a statue and then say that that statue is God?
你有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought of this?
比如你从来都没有见过我。
For example, you've never seen me.
你都不知道我的样子原来是这样的。
You do not even know that I look like this.
那么你就凭你的想象。
And then by your own imagination,
你就去画出一个像来去标志这一个像啊，这就是成人国。
And then you start to draw a picture yourself, and then you start to carve a statue yourself and say, "This is Chin Nian Kuai."
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
虽然你知道大概一定是两粒眼睛，绝对不会是走出三闭三粒来吧。
Although you may know some basic facts that there are probably two eyes, there will not be a third eye.
但是你怎么不知道？也许我是瞎眼的呢。
But how do you know I may be a one eye jack?
瞎眼的
I may be a blind,
或者我是像他所说的是独眼的
I may be a one eye jack.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
但是你就凭想象画出来说这个就是他了。
But yet by your own imagination you say that this is him.
这样是不尊敬也是不正确的。
This is very disrespectful and at the same time it is not correct.
所以神不能够用被人造出来的。
Therefore,God cannot himself be created by man.
所以如果我们想要以人造出来的画像或者是神像来代替神，这实在是错误，也是不尊敬神的。
Therefore, if we want to use any portraits that are drawn by man or any statues that are carved by man and say that this is God, then it is actually disrespectful to him.
因此保罗告诉他们，
Therefore, Paul tells them,
我们应当拜的是那个创造宇宙万物的真神。
The God that we ought to worship is the God who made the world and everything in it.
他也是创造我们人类的。
He is also the God who has created all mankind.
他是我们人类的天父。
He is the heavenly Father.
我们应当拜他。
We ought to worship him.
就如同我们都有父母所生。
Just like we have our parents who gave birth to us.
也许在战争的时候我们迷失了。
Perhaps during wartime we may have lost our parents.
那我们能够随便找一对父母来说，认他做异父异母，然后孝敬他吗？
Can we just find anyone then to be our parents and say that these are our parents and we show our respect to them?
这样的孝敬是不敬也不孝啊。
Such respect is actually not filial.
除非你尽你责任去找，都找不到，这当然情有可原。
Unless you have tried all ways and means to look for your own parents and you cannot find them.
可是如果有人家告诉你，你也听到这个消息了。
But if someone tells you or you have received information,
但是你却不愿意去查证到底是不是，也不想去查证。
But yet you are not willing to verify whether your parents are indeed at that place.
那这样我们就没有尽我们的本分。
Then we will not have fulfilled our basic responsibility.
同样的道理。
Likewise,
我们人类的存在，
the very existence of human beings,
不就很清楚说明有一位创造人类的天父存在吗？
Is this not in itself a very clear evidence that there is a heavenly Father who has created all mankind?
他是我们应该敬拜他的。
He is the God that we ought to worship.
也许我们不知道，也不曾听过。
Perhaps we do not know or we have never heard.
我们也找不到他。
Or we could not find him.
我们说人怎么到天上去找天上的天父呢？
We may say, how can a man go into heaven to find the heavenly Father?
你找不到的。
You cannot find him.
但是天父却来找我们。
But yet the heavenly Father has come to seek us.
神为什么要道成肉身来成为耶稣基督呢？
Why did God have to come in the form of a man, in the form of Jesus on earth?
请看路加福音的19章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音19章。
Luke chapter 19,
第十节
verse 10. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
人本来就是神的儿子。
Men are originally the Son of God.
但因为犯罪失去了乐园，也失去了神儿子的名分。
But because man has sinned, he has lost the paradise. He has also lost the status as the Son of God.
人在这个世上活着，有一天要死。
And as men live in this world, there will be a day that he will die.
那死后还要面对罪恶的审判。
And when he dies, he has to meet with the judgment of sin.
但是神不愿意人类这样的沉沦。
But God is unwilling that man perish.
所以神道成肉身来到这个世上拯救我们。
And therefore God himself came into the world to save mankind.
也借助他的仆人把这个福音来告诉我们。
And also through his servants he has made known this gospel to us.
也许我们以前没有听过。
Perhaps we have not heard this before.
可是今天晚上我们就听到了。
But we have heard this evening.
原来我们就是神的儿子。
That we are actually the children of God.
原来真神就是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
That God is the one who has created the heavens and the earth and all in it.
也是创造我们人类的真神。
He is also the one who has created all mankind.
而更让我们感动的。
And what is more moving to us.
我们已经迷失不知道这个道理。
Is that we have already been lost and we did not know this truth.
可是神却来到这个世上成为人。
But yet God himself came into the world in the form of a man.
来寻找我们。
To seek us.
就像当时这个撒该。
Just like Zacchaeus at the time.
他也听到耶稣所传的福音。
He also heard the gospel that was preached by Jesus.
耶稣说的是真的吗？
Is what Jesus said true?
他很好奇。
He was curious.
这里记载，因为他身体很矮，所以他看不到耶稣。
Jesus went there. Jesus told him.
撒该下来。
Zacchaeus, come down.
我今晚住在你的家里。
For today I must stay at your house.
今天救恩到了你的家。
Salvation has come to your house today. 因为
他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because he was also a child of Abraham.
所以你看撒该有心要寻求神。
And therefore Zacchaeus was one who had the heart to seek Jesus.
现在听到耶稣传讲这个道理。
When he heard Jesus preaching the word at that time.
他所说的是真的吗？
Is what he said true.
他要来看。
He wanted to see for himself.
那主耶稣也知道。
And Jesus also knew.
你怎么知道有一个人爬在树上呢？
Why did he know? Because there was a person who has climbed up the tree.
你又怎么知道他心里想的是什么呢？
How do you know what he was thinking?
可是主耶稣知道。
But Jesus knew.
所以有心寻求神的人。
Therefore, for those of us who have the heart to seek God,
神也知道的。
God also knows.
当然你要尽你的力量。
Of course, you must put in your own effort.
好像这个撒该一样。
Just like Zacchaeus.
他虽然很矮，没有办法看到耶稣。
Although he was very short and he could not see Jesus.
但是他尽他的方法爬上树上去看耶稣。
But he used all the methods that he had. He actually climbed the tree.
神寻找人。
God seeks man.
因为人已经迷失了。
Because men are already lost.
但是在迷失当中，如果他有心寻找回神。
But if man being lost had the heart to seek God,
神知道的
God knows.
神一定会让他寻见的。
And God will surely allow him to find.
因此祈求我们的主施恩怜悯我们。
And therefore we ask that the Lord will have mercy on us.
我们今天晚上听到这个福音。
We have heard the gospel this evening.
也许我们曾经都听过了。
Perhaps we have heard it before.
但是我们不曾认真来去思想这个问题。
But we have never thought about this issue seriously.
其实这是个严肃的问题。
Actually, this is a very serious matter.
耶稣如果真的是我们人类的真神，
If Jesus is indeed the true God of all mankind,
是创造我们人类的天父，
If he is indeed the heavenly Father who has created all mankind,
那如果我们不敬拜这一位天父，
then if we fail to worship this heavenly Father,
反倒离开他去敬拜其他的神，
but rather we depart from him and worship other gods,
这就怎么样对得起这位神呢？
How then do we do this God justice?
就像我们与我们的父母，
just like we have our own parents,
我们就不愿意去寻求认识他，
but yet we do not try to seek them or to find them,
我们却去认别人做我们的父母，
but yet we take other people to be our own parents.
这能够满足我们的心，能够安慰我们的良心吗？
Can this satisfy our hearts or our conscience?
因此，天父到世上来寻找我们。
Therefore, the Heavenly Father came into the world to seek us.
现在是我们从迷失到寻找的时候了。
Now is the time for us to go from the state of being lost to being found.
愿主祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless each and every one of us.
Amen.